From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll from the devastating tornadoes across the South is rising. Officials say the toll has reached 339 across seven states, including at least 248 in Alabama alone. As Bradley George reports from WBHM in Birmingham, government leaders are getting a close-up look at the destruction.
Alabama Congresswoman Terry Sewell's district includes Tuscaloosa and Birmingham, two of the hardest-hit areas of the state. At a news conference in Birmingham's devastated Pratt City neighborhood on Friday, Sewell sounded defiant.
I know that the resilient spirit of this area, of this district, of this state will ultimately win out and that we will rebuild. We may be in rescue now and then recovery, but we will rebuild our communities.
Alabama's state government was strapped for cash before Wednesday's storms, so state leaders are counting on federal support to help in the rebuilding process. The heads of five federal agencies, including the Secretaries of Agriculture and Homeland Security, will travel to the state on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Bradley George in Birmingham, Alabama.
President Obama is keeping the pressure on Congress to end tax breaks for oil and gas companies as gas prices top $4 a gallon in some places.
These tax giveaways aren't right. They aren't smart. And we need to end them.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly address. In the GOP address, Oklahoma Congressman James Lankford says ending the subsidies is merely support for new tax increases that would end up costing jobs. Members of Congress are wrapping up their Easter recess this weekend. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that President Obama has invited top lawmakers to the White House for dinner when they return to Washington next week.
The President and Mrs. Obama will host the leaders of the House and Senate, as well as top committee members, at a White House dinner on Monday. The bipartisan bread breaking comes at a time of fierce budget battles in Washington. After touring tornado damage in Alabama earlier, Mr. Obama observed that in times of crisis, leaders set aside their differences and work together.
Politics, differences of religion or race, all that fades away when we are confronted with the awesome power of nature.
The president said he hopes that spirit of cooperation lingers long after the storm. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Shuttle Endeavour grounded at least until Monday. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
Space Shuttle Endeavour was scheduled to take off on its final mission before being retired. Its last flight will be to the space station to deliver a $2 billion physics experiment designed to look for antimatter and dark matter. But during the countdown to launch, NASA workers found that two heaters associated with a power unit had failed. Officials said that they need time to troubleshoot the problem. The delay will last at least until Monday, possibly longer. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
And this is NPR News from Washington. The tainted milk scandal in China has resulted in prison sentences for more than a dozen people. The state news agency says 14 people have been jailed, two of them for life. At least six children died 3 years ago, and tens of thousands were sickened from consuming powdered milk containing melamine. There was a near riot in Dearborn, Michigan, between angry protesters and the controversial pastor Terry Jones. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, Jones was rallying against what he calls a radical Islam and in alleged violations of his right to free speech.
Jones appeared in front of Dearborn City Hall after being blocked from protesting last week in front of a mosque. A jury found that Jones, whose burning of the Quran triggered violence in the Middle East, could also breach the peace in Dearborn. Constitutional scholars called it a violation of Jones' First Amendment rights. This time, Jones ended his rally by striding directly to a barricade separating him from an angry crowd of hundreds. They charged him before being separated by police in riot gear. Dearborn Mayor Jack O'Reilly says it was just what Jones wanted.
Oh yeah, he was not supposed to come down to the fence line. He was told and asked not to, and he refused to comply because he's an antagonist. I mean, his goal was to start trouble, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, free speech just has a funny line.
Police made a handful of arrests, but no injuries were reported. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
It's still not clear what triggered a police chase and shooting inside the Holland Tunnel between New York City and New Jersey. Authorities say at least one suspect was wounded and two officers were injured. The incident caused a massive traffic jam during rush hour yesterday that lasted well into the evening. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.